This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back, going straight to your calls. There's already big crowds marching angrily that none of the police officers were charged with murder in Louisville, Kentucky in the Breonna Taylor killing. So you've got the communists that have their excuse to go out. You've got the Antifa folks. They are planning a night of mayhem and craziness because on a drug raid, the guy started shooting at him and they shot back. Think about how they can paralyze the police anytime they want. If the cops get called, they come, they get shot at, they shoot back, they're bad. It's just ridiculous. Unbelievable. When we go up to leftist, College Reform did it. There's video just this week, and they go, oh, but Margaret Sanger wanted to kill the blacks. They go, well, that's good. I mean, that's liberal. Because she's a Democrat. It's like, oh, okay. Kill all black babies is okay, but a few black guys die, burn down the whole country. Just all BS, man. It's so transparent. Let's go to Meg in Oregon. Meg, thanks for holding. You're awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. This is my first time calling, and I want to just say something that nobody's talking to and and I listen to a lot of conservative media, and it's I drive a truck. I transport hay for a living between Northern Oregon and Central California, and I want people to really hear me. The breadbasket of the world, which is that valley, is empty. The fires have, and I see it. My rig is covered in ash. It's not just the fires. It's the ash. It's the smoke. The fish hatcheries are destroyed, and that's where the salmon comes from. The olives are gone. The grapes from the wineries are gone. The marijuana is gone. The rice crop is here. The tomatoes are covered in ash. Things can be salvaged, some of them, but it's going to be expensive to the farmers, and that's going to be passed on to you. The grazing lands for the cattle up here.
Sure. So a lot of the country gets fed by California. Some numbers are up to 20% of our food comes from there. And imagine all of that with the rest of the lockdown and the shutdown and farms destroying their crops because they can't even sell them. No one will even take them. That's a great point. This is really going to add to the economy in crisis.
People need to really differentiate between wants and needs. And if they're doing like I am, the rice and beans and all of that, they need to get the nutritional products you sell as a supplement. If they thought they were going to go out and get a buck in Northern California or Oregon, those animals are gone. The livestock has no more grazing grounds. I'm telling you, the food is destroyed. And so people need to not go get that new pair of Nikes for $200, but buy storable food, buy nutritional products.
Listen, I never go on air just to sell products to try to scare people. I mean, I'm selling the products to fund ourselves, and it's good products. But, yeah, you look at every economic metric going on, and this country's under attack. And they don't want people to be self-sufficient or to be ready. And you're absolutely right. Meg, what else are you seeing as you drive around in Oregon and Northern California?
Nobody's talking about the destruction of food in the Central Valley of California. With ash and smoke alone, not to mention the fires.
But listen, we had smoke from California here this weekend. My wife's like, what's that? I went and looked it up, and it was smoke blowing all the way across the country.
Well, my car's covered in ash, and I'm just passing through. So those tomatoes are covered in ash. The nectarines, the peaches, the olives. And they can't salvage, they can't pressure wash a crop full of fruit or tomatoes. It'll turn into tomato sauce. And it's
sure, and most things can't be clean once ash is on them and sits on them. It really tastes horrible.
What about the fish hatcheries that feed most of the salmon to our nation throughout Oregon? Those fish are choking on ash, and ash in water turns to lye. So, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to include funding for the farmers in the bill.
Let me ask you this in closing. I know they have caught a lot of Antifa setting fires. I've heard the public's really pissed at Antifa. Is that what you've heard?
Oh, yeah, and everybody believes Antifa is setting the fires. I've talked to people, and it's like they're setting fires purposefully in the backyards of grazing land. They're purposefully going into Chico, California.
Oh, yeah, they've been catching him. Stay there, Meg, back in 60 seconds. I want you to finish it, then we'll go to Josh. And then we've got John Rapoport about to take over. Really appreciate you all. We'll be right back on the other.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we've had a lot of amazing callers today, and again, I love to take your calls. I told John that takes your calls. I said, just get 8 calls on the line, because I want to be able to get to him that second hour and then not have you sit on hold. But he loaded it up with 20 phone calls, and I appreciate that. Some folks had to sit on hold after that first group. But the way I'm going to fix that problem is we're going to start taking just a limited number, and then when those are gone, we'll open the phones up again. Because I really appreciate everybody holding, and I'm Alex Jones, your host. Josh in Texas, you're our last caller. Really appreciate you holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I just find it very apropos that 40 days out from the election, we've got this Breonna Taylor deal going on. And just like it says in the Bible, okay, we've got 40 days of Noah and the flood. We got 40 days of Jesus being tested in the wilderness and 40 years of Israelites. I think that we are working ourselves into a situation here that we're going to see unfold before this election comes around. So you always talk about how we all need to pray, and I've got a words to live by, which are pray like it's all up to God and work like it's all up to you. And I think if we stick with that, we'll end up on top. But Alex, I just want to remind you about a month ago, I heard you give a personal detail about how you felt the Lord was telling you to pray on air and how you were supposed to be doing that every day. Now, I'm not trying to call you out here, but I've got a solution for you. The first 5 minutes of the show or so, you always play a John Bound report. And what I would recommend is, and I know you hate it when people call you up and tell you what you should be doing, so I understand that. But if we could get the Dallas preacher that you know and the bishop up there in New York that you have on all the time, or Quayle, you know, I'm sure they would.
We should get Steve Quayle back on. Get Steve Quayle on this week, guys. We should have had him on. It's my fault. There's so many great people. Look, here's the deal. I need to pray. You need to pray. And maybe we should just once a week open the phones up and people can call in and pray. It's very powerful. It's real. It opens us up to God. It's a personal thing with me. And I don't like getting emotional on air. But I mean, this really is a good versus evil situation. So why don't you lead us in a prayer? Josh, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come to you with all humility, Lord, because we know that we're nothing and you're everything, Lord. And right now, just like those Satanists will call on the blood of babies, Lord, we call on the blood of Jesus. And Father, I ask you right now, Lord, I ask you to look down on us and see the righteous in this land, Lord. And we know that judgment's coming. But my Father, I pray that you would have mercy in your judgment, Lord. Lord, I just repent on behalf of our nation. I repent on an individual basis, Lord, for my wickedness. Father, I just ask you right now that you would hold true to your word, Lord. And you said the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. Lord, you said that no weapon that formed against us would prosper. And we just hold you to that, Lord. We just ask you that you would uproot and remove all the wickedness from this nation. In the name of Jesus, I come against every single attack of the enemy. I come against the spirit of witchcraft that they put hexes and curses on all of us. And I just declare right now that every hex and curse that would be put on us, Lord, that it would be turned back on them tenfold, a hundredfold, Lord. Right now, we just ask you that you would just uplift Trump and that you would put a hedge of protection around him, Lord. We just thank you for the man that you put for this season and this hour. Lord, I just come against right now every single attack that's being put on Alex and on InfoWars. I declare right now to all the powers of hell that Alex Jones doesn't die when you say he does. He dies when Jesus says that he can die. And until then, you can't touch him. So try as you might. We just thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus on Alex right now. And Lord, we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you raise up a standard against it. And we ask you right now, Lord, that you would continue to raise up that standard. And thank you, Lord, for strengthening Alex to do what your word says, which is to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And I pray right now, Lord, that you would draw all men close to you, that their blinders would be taken off of their eyes. And Lord, I just ask you that you would open up the hearts and the minds, Lord, of the people in this country, that we would repent and return and turn from our wickedness, and that way we would serve you. And Lord, I just ask you that you would remember this nation, Lord. I know that you don't judge things as they are, as they were. I know that you judge things as they are. But God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us in Jesus' name.
Amen. You're absolutely right, brother. And it's so heavy now. We all know it's satanic energy we're fighting. But do you see them doing black magic rituals on national TV with the founders of Black Lives Matter and them on TV saying we kill our babies for the devil, we love it? I mean, they are really calling it out in the open right now. They're really making their move.
Yes, sir, and you know they do that because those words have power and they want to get it out on the air. And that's all I'm saying is, just like you, Alex, you're known for your talking points. You're known for your talking points. Let us get prayer talking points put out. Get the man of God that you
know. I totally agree. The enemy hates it. They hate the name Jesus Christ. God bless you, brother. Oh, man, I tell you, it's hardcore. Let's play a little of this Fox News piece. And even Fox News calls it protesters. It's a bunch of Antifa, communists, and devil worshipers. That's literally what runs Black Lives Matter. They admit that that killing police gives them energy. I mean, it's fruitless. The devil, just like the earlier caller was praying and talking about the fruitless works of the devil. There's no fruit, man. Who thinks Satan's going to give you good stuff? What he gives is slaves to lead people into damnation, Hollywood, money. I know those people with hundreds of millions of dollars. They're scared. They're all scared. Those billionaires are scared. They're not scared of me, folks. They're scared of God. They're not scared of you. They're scared of God through you. I can tell you, some of those top billionaires, like Bill Gates and others, have huge files, everything I say transcribed and given to them. That's not about how powerful I am. It's how much they fear this show just because we got the Holy Spirit. And they can't believe that I don't want to be in their stinking club. I mean, that's what's so pathetic about all this. I want access to the people to warn them. I don't care about people's podcasts. I don't care about their mansions. I don't care about their crap. I thank God every day I'm not Bill Gates. I don't come from a satanic family like his. His father died at 94. Bill Gates spent millions of dollars on Alzheimer's treatments trying to save his father. But Bill Gates says your mother or your father shouldn't be saved. They should be euthanized. Because these are selfish people. Well, Bill Gates' father was a very sick, evil person. And Bill tweeted when his dad died that everything he is his father. Oh, I know. His father was the main chairperson of the Worldwide Eugenics Society after it changed its name. Planned Parenthood and everything else. And Bill Gates Sr. and that other witch that just died are burning in hell right now. I'm talking about RBG. I refuse to go, oh, don't speak ill of the dead. Oh, they're so important. Oh, they don't. They say kill grandma, hire 10 teachers. They say kill your babies. They say they've got to get rid of us to make room for them. No. You die. How about you go first? And hell has made a nice place for you. Hell is the phantom zone where these people go to be with each other. Imagine psychically, as the spirit does go on, it's been proven, it's been documented, and imagine being with a bunch of them forever. That's called hell. With their burning hate of God, and their burning desire to hurt innocents, and together not able to hurt innocents, not able to vandalize God's creation, not able to run around burning everything down anymore. Walled off from God, walled off from human communion, walled off from the future, walled off from Christ. Bill Gates isn't a winner. Bill Gates is a loser. Ruth Bader Ginsburg isn't a winner. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's a loser. John Rappaport's always informative, but he's really been on fire during this COVID situation, and boy, he's been proven dead on right. I thought he was mainly right 8 months ago, but now it's really bad. But there's mounting opposition on every front coming forward, and it's a very important time to be alive. They now admit the lockdown's permanent. The forced inoculations are coming. I can't wait to hear his view on Trump. I know he's using this vaccine thing to take control away from Gates because they want to keep things locked down until they have the vaccine. I still don't agree with what Trump's doing, even though I was been let in on what he's doing to take the power from Gates and the bureaucracy. But we'll get his take on that and more as John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com takes over. As for us, you know the URLs, newswars.com and band.video with life-saving information. So keep spreading it, patriots. I love you all.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Greetings, folks. Another week. Major, major news today, which I'll get to in a minute. It has to do with the vaccine. But first, you're on a site called InfoWars. There is a war on for your mind. This has to do with information, or as people like to say these days, data. Data. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. Not science, data. For example, here's how we can do a straight data analysis. The case numbers and the death numbers of COVID are completely wrong. That's data. New York Times article recently stated that up to 90% of all U.S. COVID cases could be false positives because the test is completely unreliable for several different reasons. Wow. CDC admitted that only 6% of all COVID deaths in the U.S. happened exclusively from the virus. In all other cases, other serious illnesses were present in the people, elderly people, that could certainly have been lethal all on their own, no virus necessary. Hope you're getting this. Data. Bad, bad data. Being foisted on the American people. Took me like 30 seconds to correct that. Garbage in, garbage out. There's a war on for your mind with false data. When people say, well, it's science and you can't refute science, you can't challenge science, only experts know what's happening and we have to defer to them. No, you don't. That's just a smokescreen. It's much simpler than that. It's about data. Data, 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 data. Live in the data age. Everybody's aware of it. The IT people are aware of it. The people who work at home doing spreadsheets are aware of it. All the people who work for major corporations are aware of it. What's the quality of the data? Every giant corporation in the world is now saying, we are a data-driven corporation. Whatever they mean by that, it means they're collecting billions of pieces of data, not only on their customers, potential customers, but on their own employees. They're trying to shape management and shape this and shape that. Okay, so let's get to data. Let's do data. Fake death numbers, fake case numbers in the U.S. and all of when you actually clear the smoke away, you're talking about almost nothing in terms of numbers. At which point, you could say, that's it. What was all that nonsense and insanity and illusion about? Everybody go back to work. Everybody take off their masks. Everybody stop distancing. It's all over. It's finished. No more lockdowns. No more anything. Data, data, data. So, segueing from that, two breaking stories in the Washington Post and the New York Times about the clinical vaccine trials. Oh, this is so good. You won't believe it. The clinical vaccine trials for a COVID vaccine that are being conducted, the three major ones by Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. Data, 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 data. And the gist of these two articles is that the design of these clinical trials is completely, fatally flawed. Not just that the researchers that are conducting the trials are doing it badly or whatever, whatever, but the basic structure, the way they've designed the protocol for the clinical trials has a fatal flaw in it for all three major companies. Listen up, Scott Atlas at the White House, new coronavirus advisor. Listen up, Donald Trump. Listen up, scientists, doctors, FDA. You see, it's quite likely that the Washington Post and the New York Times thought that it would be a good idea to publish articles warning people that the vaccine can't be rushed into production and approved and so on until after the election. You know, the usual anti-Trump message. But what they got instead in these two major editorials is a total torpedoing amidships of the design and protocol of all of these major studies that would lead the FDA, listen up, you FDA, that would lead to the approval of a COVID vaccine. It's all fatally flawed, and I will be explaining to you exactly why that's true and how that's true. I've dug deep into this to show you exactly how it's false, how it's irreparable, how it's going down a blind alley, how the whole concept that is being sold to the public of a savior vaccine is complete lie, and how the major vaccine companies conducting these trials have to know it's a complete lie by the very nature of what they're looking for in the trials, their data, their garbage, their structure, how they're separating this from that and counting this and counting that. The whole gigantic pile of rubbish is coming forward into the light so that anybody with brain cells to rub together can see the truth. This is what you need to understand. This is what I'm going to be revealing here in the rest of this hour to you as to how and why this is so. And one of the major clues that I will leave you with as we go to a break here is in these clinical trials, they are looking for a magic number of 150 people out of 33,000, 40,000 enrolled in each one of these clinical trials. They're looking for a magic number of 150 people on which to make a judgment call about injecting 7 billion people in the arm with a COVID vaccine. They're looking for a magic number of just 150. Stay tuned.
This is your last chance to get a packed power.
Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules of pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Here. So they're looking for 150 people, the results in 150 people in these clinical vaccine trials. And based on what they can say about those 150 people, they will want approval for a vaccine to shoot up 7 billion people on the planet. So I want to explain how this works exactly. What's revealed in these two articles in the Times and the Post is that The design protocol of these clinical vaccine trials is directed naturally to discover very mild cases, or to prevent, let's say, mild, very mild cases of COVID-19. But who cares about those? Because they cure themselves. No real harm comes to anybody. In other words, there's no vaccine necessary in the first place for very mild cases. What about these 150 people? How does that work? The vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, assume that during these giant clinical trials, because the coronavirus is loose in the world, it's going to visit the volunteers in their own clinical trials, and some of them will get cases of COVID-19, see? And some of these will be in the placebo group, and some will be in the vaccine. And that's what they want to have happen, so they can see how effective the vaccine is versus the placebo. Because half the volunteers are going to get shot up with the vaccine, and half are going to get shot up with salt water, a placebo. And so, for example, let's say that they do get 150 very light cases of COVID-19 inside their study, their clinical trial. Meaningless, of course, as I've just explained, because who cares about those in the first place? They don't need a vaccine, but that's what they're looking for. And let's say that 50 of those COVID cases occur in the vaccinated group and 100 occur in the placebo group. Then they can suddenly say, study is over, clinical trial is over. We just proved that the vaccine is 50% effective, and that's all that the FDA requires for authorization, and we can now get the vaccine approved, and we can shoot it into 7 billion people all over the world on the basis of 150 people. That couldn't be. No, they wouldn't be that stupid. I mean, they couldn't possibly. Yeah, they are. That's what was revealed in these two pieces, especially in the New York Times piece. And I delved deeply into that piece to find out exactly what was meant. It's astounding. It's staggering. It's unbelievable. Again, this is not me. These are the manufacturers, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna. They're conducting the biggest vaccine clinical trials in the world right now for COVID, and they are the leading companies expected, all of them, two of them, one of them, to come out with a vaccine that's going to be approved. And what they're saying is, during our clinical trial, we expect the coronavirus to come drifting in from the outside, nothing to do with the trial, and it will infect and cause mild cases of corona COVID-19 in our volunteers in the study. And we are looking at that, yes, very good, and we want to find out where those cases occur. How many in the vaccinated group? How many in the placebo? And what we are hoping for and praying for is that of these 150, that's all we need of these COVID-19 cases, that 50 will occur in the vaccinated group and 100 in the placebo group. And we can say, you see, the vaccine actually is working because there's less COVID-19 cases in the vaccinated group and a lot more in the placebo group. In fact, there's twice as many in the placebo group, and that means that the vaccine is 50% effective, and that's all we need to get approval from the FDA, and here we go. Billions and trillions in profit. We shoot up everybody on the planet. Who knows what's going to be in that vaccine? And we're off and running. Not so fast, Junior. It's preposterous, completely preposterous, because mild cases of COVID-19 are irrelevant, meaningless. don't care whether they occur in the vaccine group, the vaccinated group, or the placebo group. It makes no difference. It's all ridiculous because a light case of COVID-19 is like a sniffle and a cough, and you get over it and you don't need a vaccine at all for it in the first place. Now, it gets even worse than that, much worse, because you've been asked, these manufacturers, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, well, when you talk about people in the study, your volunteers becoming cases of COVID-19 because the virus drips in or whatever, how do you define a COVID case, COVID-19 case? What do you mean it's a COVID-19 case? Oh, loving this. What it means is somebody has a cough or a cough and fever and they test positive on a PCR test and that becomes a case of COVID-19. That's all. Totally irrelevant. In fact, recently the New York Times itself published another article in which they said that up to 90% of all U.S. COVID cases could very well be false positives because the test is completely unreliable. So they're not cases at all. So even these 150 magic number cases in these clinical vaccine trials, why would you be calling them COVID-19 cases at all? Since you're talking about the vaguest of symptoms like a cough and a sneeze and a little fever and a positive result on a test that is completely unreliable. Yet one more reason that these major clinical vaccine trials are a total and complete hoax, phony, con, tap dancing, blue sky, con job, unscientific, data-driven, garbage in, garbage out, useless, unreliable, deceptive, misleading, worthless, fraudulent, criminally fraudulent. There you have it. And this whole argument, though, you need to rush the vaccine or wait for the vaccine, warp speed versus Fauci versus this or that, it's all a tempest in a teacup compared with what I'm talking about here, which is, remember the old phrase, the ship was torpedoed amidships. Bang, and it sank. That's what just happened to the major clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccine. Sinking below the waves as we watch it go down and down and down. New York Times, Washington Post. They thought, I'm pretty sure, that these would be, as I said, anti-Trump articles, you know. In other words, wait, don't approve the vaccine yet. You see the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, so in this last segment here, what are the implications of all of this? First of all, the FDA, which approves all vaccines, better watch out. I don't care whether they think they're going to approve it now, later, before the election, after the election, whatever, whatever, whatever. That doesn't matter. What matters is all of the major clinical trials are now exposed as complete frauds, just as I've been describing in this hour. Fraud, 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 therefore, no approval, no approval, no approval, and guess what? No approval is really necessary because the whole thing is a fraud to begin with. The whole operation, the whole COVID, the whole pandemic, it's not a pandemic, it never was. I've spent many hours in articles and on the show talking about that from the very beginning, what happened in China all the way up until now. Total fraud down to the ground. But people are out there waiting, oh, I got to have the vaccine, oh, this or that. I'm not leaving my house until the vaccine is available. Oh, it's science, yes. No, it isn't. It has nothing to do with science. your little degree that you got from a little college that cost $150,000 doesn't entitle you to know anything about science. You're just parroting back what they're telling you science is. Actual science is when you look below the surface and you find out, oh, that's a complete fake. My God, they're just selling something and dressing it up to look like science, but it's really a pig. It's really a pig, completely. And that's what I've been talking about here for the last hour. All of the conversation about the vaccine and this and that boils down to 150 people who will all be looked at and analyzed by these vaccine manufacturers through a fraudulent lens based on no science whatsoever and evaluated in order to say, we now have the right to shoot up 7 billion people with whatever we want to. I don't think anybody listening here wants that. I'm quite sure they don't. And I don't think anybody in the American public or anywhere in the world would want that if they were aware of what's actually going on. There's no science going on here. There's liability, there's fraud, there's what should be prison. Yeah, that's going on for sure, but there's no science going on. There's no true data going on. And the more people that would become aware of this, including people from the so-called educated class, the better for everybody, for you, me, for humanity, so on. So, no question about it. In my experience as a reporter for 38 years going on now, it's always been that way. Somebody gets up there at a podium and, he's basically got experience, let's say, doing voiceovers. That's where he's coming from. He's got a certain attitude, a certain rectitude, a certain appearance of authority, and he happens to be called a scientist, and he's got some letters and credentials next to his name. But the whole question really is, can he sell you a used car? That's all we're talking about here, folks. Can he sell you and everybody else a used car that's going to break down about 10 minutes after you get it out of the lot or as soon as the check clears? Can he do that? And if he can do that, he's got a career. And those of you watching are looking at one of those people right now, Dr. Fauci. Oh, yeah, of course. You know, of course I'm right. Of course this is science. Of course we're the experts. Of course we know what's going on. Of course this justifies police powers. Of course this justifies breaking into your car or your house and putting you under arrest and taking you to a facility and locking you down if necessary or giving you an ankle bracelet or shooting you up with whatever we want to shoot you up with. Of course it does. Of course this justifies you wearing a mask and distancing yourself from all other human beings. I mean, there's no question about it. Of course we're going to lock you down again. Of course we're going to renew these orders. Of course we're going to destroy the economy. Of course we're going to take you into a brave new world where you're completely under real-time, moment-to-moment surveillance, whatever you do, so that we can prevent future pandemics and keep an eye on you and make sure that you behave absolutely according to rules in order to receive your government check. So, I mean, what else are you going to live on when everything else is destroyed? You're going to have to behave, otherwise, the amount of that check is going to get quickly reduced, And we have a whole system for that, of course, that we roll out. It's copied on the Chinese, who really know what they're doing, yes. And we're going to institute that and build all these smart cities, and that's where all the slaves are going to live. And it's all going to be very peaceful and very calm, and there's not going to be any war. And, you know, as long as you obey. This is science. Of course it is. Of course we know what we're doing. We have many years of experience, not only in government, but in research labs and corporations. So this is what they're selling. See? That's it. And if millions of people, and people are definitely waking up, I mean, I've talked about rallies, protests, demonstrations, so on, war here. People suddenly woke up and say, well, this is used car sales. That's what I'm being given here. Because I can actually think a little bit about data, and now I see this whole thing's a con. It's a complete con. And what I've been falling for is the, of course. Come on, folks. That's all people are falling for. The of course. The guy who gets up there and says, of course, this is science. What else would it be? What else would it be? I'm a doctor. I know. I'm the head of an agency of the government. Of course I know what I'm doing. Of course I know. And those other scientists and doctors who are trying to argue with us, let's just say they're lesser lights, okay? They don't really know. They think they know. But, of course, I do know. See, I do know. Yeah, exactly. That's how thin this whole thing is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like, the government puts out an ad for scientists and says, we're looking for the very best voiceover, of course, people, so that they can make convincing presentations to the public. They can appear at press conferences. They can line up. They can wear white coats. They can have stethoscopes around their necks if we want them to. They can wear masks. They can take off masks. They can, you know, have all of the perks, and they're on television, most important. We control who's on television. That's what we're looking for. That's who we're trying to employ. And then you get a career scientist who's been in government for 38 years. Oh, Fred, you're applying for the job. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay, Fred, we're going to give you some copy to read here. It's a kind of a sample press release. And we want you to deliver this with the sort of casual arrogance of the, of course, this is science, friggin' baloney that we need to sell to the public. You think you can do that? And Fred says, guess what? Of course I can do this, Marvin. Of course I can do it. Marvin says, hey, that's good. That's exactly what we're looking for. That's what we want. That's the attitude. You could be the one, Fred, to appear soon at the White House press conference. I've given you the science. I've laid out the con. Talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.